start business as strange as they can be. Stupid, silly product on Amazon and QVC. Heidemann does the research, finding things you didn't know. The service you get only on the speed.
Again, we break this down in two ways. Amazon, because on my theory is you can buy anything on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Anything. And we found out a couple weeks ago you could buy a finger, like a human finger.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there are all these crowdfunding projects, and you find those too. So let's start with Amazon. What'd you find?
Oh, man. You know, I'm starting to think that Jeff Bezos should sponsor this segment because of all the great promotions we give
him. It's a good point because he wouldn't have a dime without this segment.
You know, it's very, very true.
Yeah.
And we start off today with one of my favorite things I think I found on Amazon. It's, in fact, the Nick Cage sequined reversible flip pillow.
So this is a pillowcase mm-hmm. with Nick Cage, and if you rub your hand over the sequins, the color changes?
Yes, the color changes. So think of it as a pillow. You're resting on your bed or something.
And it gets a little boring.
It gets a little boring, and you're sitting on the sequins, and then all of a sudden your face moves a little bit, or you just, you know, brush your hand across it, and then all of a sudden it turns into a full-on portrait of Nick Cage.
Oh, I see. So the sequins actually cover Nick Cage until you run your hands over them.
Yes. You know, he was famously in the movie Face Off, so you can literally take his face off. It's only, I think it's $22 on Amazon.
The thing about this pillow is those are hot right now. Like these sequin pillows that you can flip the sequins on.
Yeah, Abigail has shirts that have that
stuff. Yeah, so this is a hot item.
I point it outside because Abigail's here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, the listeners. Birthday gift.
That. Will it fit my pillow?
They're working on it right now in test labs.
Yeah, Mike Lindell actually said he wanted to get one of these.
Look at you dropping the Mike Lindell. All right, what's a gotta-go pouch?
So, festival season is coming up. Steve, Lollapalooza, Riot Fest, Pitchfork, and this is the perfect pouch and or poncho if you gotta go, but you can't wait for those long lines in the bathroom.
It's a pouch you can pee in?
Yes. Pee number one, number two, even number three.
On.
Whatever you need to do.
Come on.
Yeah, and the best part is unisex, so you can wear it, and it just looks like a normal poncho that you have on, and then to easily dispose it. And this goes for the asking price of only $20.
Listen, I've been at a festival like that before with the lines a mile long, and I seriously thought about using something like this. I would have used it.
Let me tell you something right now. I'll give you $20 if you never tell me that story.
Oh, saying. You know what?
There's a market.
Yeah, it comes with cloth wipes, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no, I saw that part. Thanks.
Where do you dump the... Can we keep talking about this?
No, we can't, actually. What's the daddle saddle?
So it's the daddy saddle, in fact. It is the daddle saddle.
Yeah.
The daddle saddle.
Great segment.
By the way, it's not my first day.
I feel like the daddy saddle might be something else.
Yes. That's for mommy. Mommy gets the daddy saddle.
The daddle saddle is perfect for your little one. You know, Abigail Grace is here.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we can bring this up to her. It's a saddle that you can put on dad's back and ride around the room.
So you can play horsey.
Yeah, you can play horsey.
That's fun.
But just so you know, Steve, a runner review did make mention, this is only for Western style. It's not for the English father training method, which where you hold a rein in the hand and do post-trots. So just needed to keep that in the forefront.
Now, 4 out of 5 stars by some reviewers, $39.98 and free shipping.
That's right. That's right.
Is there any risk of the saddle perhaps giving you a stroke if it like pops your back?
Oh, see, we talked about that earlier when
that's
you pop your neck.
Really good point. You know, the only warning that they give is don't wear spurs for your children.
Probably seems good. Right. Mm-hmm. The original all-natural cat wine.
So this is kind
of like Moscato. This is Moscato.
This is Moscato. Yes. I'm sorry about my Chicago accent. Moscato. Kind of for the more Gold Coasty crowd, perhaps more hipster areas like Kish.
Okay.
But it's a
and this is something your cat can drink?
Your cat can drink it. So it's for those lonely nights when you're drinking wine alone and you just want to have a partner, you can pour a little glass.
The cat is so moody anyway. Why would you want to have it be drunk?
Well, it's catnip, and I don't have a cat, so I'm guessing catnip makes the cat a little bit more excitable and more friendly.
Yeah,
it makes
them high, is what.
So the cat runs out of the room even faster?
Or they might, you know, like play with a ball a little faster.
Mm. I think it's a terrible idea. The senior lady with toothbrush, peel and stick wall decal.
Man, Michael's hot on these.
We had the old couple, what was it, in the park, or were they riding a bike?
They were, when they saying
in
on
the
a
golf
bench?
Cart.
Oh, golf cart.
Old couple in a golf cart. This is a perfect full-on wall decal for your college dorm room.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an old lady brushing her teeth. How much?
So this one is $21.96 with free shipping, in fact.
Oh.
And you know, the greatest thing is we have a great review from Lori McCotter, who gave it 5 out of 5 stars. It just made me happy to be alive.
I'm just wondering if maybe like an old guy puts this up in his room at the nursing home. Otherwise, I don't see the application.
Oh, my God. This next one is fantastic.
All right. Now, is this crowdfunding or is this more Amazon?
So I thought we could expand the segment a little bit. And this is actually an Airbnb that you can go to.
It's called the Big Idaho Potato Hotel.
Yes, it is. Steve, I know you do a lot of traveling.
Yes.
I know there's a lot of traveling for Dave, too, with the Northwestern Games. Well, how would you like to go to Boise, Idaho and stay in a giant potato?
So stupid. So this is a potato with air conditioning, heating, and an indoor fireplace.
That's right. The only thing,
and a whole bunch of sour cream and butter.
Perfect for the fan of the smell of French fries.
Mm-hmm.
And it even has air conditioning, towels, yeah, heating.
28 feet long, 12 feet wide. How much of it is actually made of potato? Any part of it at all?
You know, I got to look into it. I'm guessing you probably can't eat it. It's probably been sitting around for a little bit. And I'm not sure if it has those little stems, those green stems.
The problem I've got is that it's a queen size bed and I only like a king. Steve, if you recall, a listener earlier said that your head is the shape of a Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, that's right. I'd forgotten that. Thanks for bringing that up.
It's all fits right into the segment.
That's good. It's got air conditioning. Otherwise, you'd probably bake in there.
Yeah, hot.
Oh,
potato.
Come on. That's a good one.
You're better than
me. I'm so below. What was I thinking?
Do they circulate the smell of potatoes through the air conditioning? Is that how that works?
They should.
Yeah. Steve, I think you want in on this, don't you?
I would get in on this, absolutely.
Okay.
All right, and finally, your last one. Now, this is something I would invest in.
Mm-hmm.
As will a whole bunch of other people who saw this as a good investment. It's the Ruth Bader Ginsburg action figure.
Yes. Steve, throw away the G.I. Joes, the Barbies. Move over for the Ruth Bader Ginsburg action figure.
Does it come with a doily?
They had, check this out, Mary Vanderbilt. $15,000 goal. They've raised $613,000.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Let's get into production now.
Well, she's a great role model, so little Abigail should have one.
She's got pointed finger, heeled loafers, pulled back hair, wired rim glasses, silk gloves, a hardwood gavel, and a righteous robe, man.
That's right. That's right.
If you gave $100, you could get her, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie, Hillary, and Obama action figures all. That's what you get for giving $100.
Now, I didn't put the picture on it, but if you get all these together, they kind of form like an Avengers Marvel team force where they're like all standing. And I mean, Ruth herself has her mighty gavel in her hand.
Your wand. What Supreme Court are you watching?
I've been watching a lot of Marvel recently.
So that's very cool. That is actually very cool. And they're talking about it. They haven't got it yet, but they're talking about a Donald Trump with real lying action, where you'd have that little see and say ring on the back, and you pull it, and it would lie to you.
How about one that's nose grows every time he lies?
Oh, good call. Let me write that down. It'll be part of the investment.
That'll be for next week's.
Nice job by you.
Thank you, Steve.
As always, crap Michael found on the internet, a regular feature of this program, still amazingly unsponsored. But that could change at any time.